This is Akashvani, the news read by Nara Goya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said in the next 2 days, on the 16th April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes at the portrait of Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Lok Bhavan Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Speaking at the Samajik Samra Sata Mahotsav, she called for national unity by rising above the barriers of caste and creed to ensure the national overall development. Khamti and Singpo community of Arunachal Pradesh are celebrating the 3-day Sankhen Theravada Buddhist New Year festival. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has extended his warm greetings and best wishes to the people of the state. He expressed this hope that the sacred festival of water would inspire all to walk the path of compassion, peace and righteousness as shown by Lord Buddha. The Department of Youth Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, organized the annual job fair at Buddha Park, Bomdila on Monday. 40 companies participated in a job fair. While inaugurating the fair, Law Minister Kendo Jini highlighted the importance of such initiatives and urged unemployed youth to take full advantage of the opportunities provided. Next job fairs will be organized at Papumpare and Lower Dibang Valley districts on the 15th and 17th of this month. HCG Cancer Hospital has launched an expert cancer OPD in Itanagar on Monday to improve access to specialized oncology care in the Northeast. The OPD will be held at Polo Hospital, Ganga Market every Friday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings. Specialist doctors, including Dr. Arijit Vishnu and Dr. Manjunath, will provide consultations and treatment guidance. The initiative aims to enable early diagnosis, reduce travel for patients, and strengthen collaboration with local medical communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the importance of promoting year-round tourism in Uttarakhand and also urged people to maintain cleanliness in Dev Bhumi. Addressing the inauguration of the event of Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Mr. Modi highlighted its benefit that increased tourist footfall will increase income for people associated with hospitality, transport and other local services. He also referred to the upcoming Kumbh Mela. The Prime Minister emphasized that preserving the natural beauty and sanctity of Uttarakhand is essential for our sustaining tourism and ensuring long-term economic benefits for the state. 2,926 candidates are in the fray for the upcoming West Bengal election. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in 2 phases. The first phase of the election will be held on 23rd April and the second phase on 29 April. The total number of candidates after withdrawals in the first phase is 1,447 and 1,448 candidates for the second phase. In a significant political development, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has submitted his resignation to Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain, marking the beginning of the formation of a new government in the state. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended wishes to citizens in India and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boisakh, Maisadi, Vaishakhadi and Putandu. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.